Welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of January 20th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and phlegmy Melissa Hansen.
I am, all of a sudden. Yeah. I'm having coughing fits today. Yeah. Like, you all don't need to hear about it, but you may actually hear it, so
bear with us.
In advance.
Yeah.
Now that we're talking about it, I feel like I really have to cough, so let's move on.
Well, we won't go through. I mean, it was a week of awards stuff. The SAG Awards happened, and I was a bad actor because I forgot to submit my nominations before the deadline, or my vote, I should say. And it's all done online now. I just got so busy with other things, I completely forgot. So that happened. We had the Oscar nominations come out. We had the Razzie nominations come out. But more importantly, how was your week in entertainment?
I ended up watching a couple films that I kind of wanted to see, but I didn't think I was going to like.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed.
What were they?
Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters.
Ah.
Which was not at all what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be stupid action.
Oh,
it
no.
It wasn't. It was smart action.
Very smart.
It was really well written.
Yep.
It was really funny, but it was like, yeah, intelligent. Kind of funny, not like gross out. I mean, some it was just
there was
very
some gross out stuff. Yeah,
if you don't like blood and guts, this you don't want to see this. It's very disgusting.
But it wasn't in a slash and gore kind of horror way.
No,
it was a tongue in cheek kind of.
Yeah, but it also wasn't so over the top that
yes.
Like it's kind of funny. It was icky. This is an icky movie.
Yeah,
but hysterically funny. So great action, hysterically funny, really smart.
Yep.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Great performances.
Really good performances.
Yep.
And like kind of, yeah, I don't know, amazing visuals.
Oh, yeah.
No, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad.
Way more than I was. It doesn't seem like the kind of movie I'd like, and I really liked it.
Well, and I've been touting this movie. Eric Osberschlager has. Patrick Bromley has. So, I mean, if you get a chance, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's where we watched it. We just streamed it. And it's totally, and here's the thing, if you aren't sure, like, it's produced
yeah.
by Will Ferrell and Adam McKay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's not this, which are known for stupid humor, but like not, I don't know.
It's not, a period piece. Well,
it's a period piece, but it's also, it's like smart-ass remarks and lines and swearing and like, I don't know. I was thoroughly surprised that I enjoyed it so much.
And very well established mythology. They lay out
yeah.
the world, and it's all
yeah. They do a really good job. It's not just them. There's a plot, and
yeah.
there's a backstory, and
a good villain.
Yeah.
And yep.
it's interesting. It's very interesting. So and then it's kind of to me, it seemed more like a zombie movie.
Yeah, I could see
than
that.
Typical witches because it's like fast moving zombie kind of
yeah.
thing, and And kind of the chase is on, but then you get this hole where you get to see a whole bunch of witches, and they're all different.
Yes,
like it's interesting.
Yeah, we get the convention or the coven of witches come together.
Yeah, and it's not just the typical, you know, with a big pot and the black hat kind of thing.
A lot like Pirates of the Caribbean when they had their pirates convocation, where all came from different. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all different, and it was interesting to do. So anyhow, that really gets a huge thumbs up for me.
Good deal.
You wouldn't think that. The other one I watched, that again, I was kind of like, eh, let's try it. It's there. And it was like one of those, wanted something lighter and funnier.
Yep.
And like all the things in my queue right now are like kind of action or like serious drama and whatever. Anyhow, The Guilt Trip. Barbra Streisand,
yeah.
Seth Rogen.
Okay.
It's... I don't know. We've seen it. What was it? Mother with Albert Brooks kind of thing.
Yes.
Which was a great movie.
Yes.
But this is, it's Seth Rogen plays this guy. He's kind of a scientist inventor guy. And he's going on this big road trip trying to sell his product.
Oh, right.
And he feels kind of bad for his mom, Barbra Streisand. And so he asks her to go with. So it's this grown son and his mother, you know, in a car doing a road trip across the country.
All right.
Barbra Streisand is beautiful in this.
Oh, nice.
She is really, Seth is funny. He's Seth.
Yeah.
He is great. But she creates this beautiful, realistic character. And you get completely annoyed by her like you do your own mother.
Yeah.
And then you feel horrible about the way you felt bad about her.
Well.
like you do your own mother. And then you want to make it up to her like you do your own mother. It's just, but she created this, it wasn't this one note kind of harpy.
Okay.
You know, like bugging her son, like just for the jokes. It was sweet and lovely too. And it's just well-rounded. And there's this like little bit at the ending that's a little bit over the top.
Yeah.
But like, it's like last 30 seconds kind of thing. No, it's really, yeah.
Well, she's a very talented actor. I mean, she has not done much, aside from playing Ben Stiller's mom in the Hockers movie, she has not done a lot of work.
And this is just this beautiful, realistic little character she's created.
Nice.
And she's wonderful in it.
Yeah.
It's a really, it's not a slapsticky, just kind of over the top humor.
Okay.
Like I thought it might be.
Yeah.
It was really a lovely movie. So, yeah, watch it with your mom and then have a big hug after. And
there you go. And this coming from someone who travels with her mother in a car quite a lot.
I do.
So.
Yeah, I should probably watch this with my mom and go emotional. Like I watched The Bride with my dad once. And
oh, yeah.
All emotional and felt all nice. Anyhow. Anyhow, yeah, it's if you like... You know, kind of funny, but touching.
Yep.
Again, much better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, there you go. And that's the great thing about streaming media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pay your $7 or $8 a month and you have access to all these movies. So try something new. You know, it's great to go back and watch. Like I went back and watched Ghostbusters the other night when I was working and uploading reviews.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great to go back and revisit those things because you can kind of shut your brain off and do some other things while it's on in the background. And I know Patrick Noggle does this a lot when he's working. But it's also great to sit down and try something that you've never seen before, just to see what it is. And Eric Osbersleger is a great example of this. He does that all the time. You know, he will find something that he's never seen just to experience it, and that's what it's there for. So do
it. And the thing is, it's no loss. You don't like it. Right. Watch this for 10 minutes. You're like, and not my thing. Go on to something else.
Right. But you'll never know what you might discover that could be your next favorite thing.
So anyhow, those two... For me, things I didn't think it was like, total thumbs up on both of them.
There you go. Nice. Well, I've had more theater weekends. It's nice because I'm in rehearsals, but I'm not performing anything. So I actually have time to go and see my friends do other stuff.
Right.
So I went and saw last night. Well, the night before I went and saw Finding the Prince, which was an original adaptation of The Little Prince, which is a children's story.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And what they did is they set it in this nondescript kind of war zone where these three soldiers and this embedded photojournalist are kind of trapped on their own and isolated, and they're forced to survive. But it's a commanding officer from World War One. It's a medic from the Korean War or Vietnam, and then an officer from Afghanistan. And then this journalist. And it's kind of more performance art because when the characters are thinking inside their own heads, it's projected up on these two screens where the film clips were done. It's the same actors, but in a very different setting. So it's all very multimedia. It was all it was an older audience, and a lot of them were sitting there having some problems digesting.
Not getting it, yeah.
Because it's not a linear story.
Right.
But I love when people do something different, you know, and tell a story in a different way and, you know, challenge an audience. So that was great. And then last night we went over to the Opera House, the Rochester Opera House, and I'm on the board of directors. So I want to see this place succeed and do great theater. Mm-hmm. They did the Great American Trailer Park musical.
Okay.
Which is something I'd never heard of. It's probably 10 years old. It was an off-Broadway cult hit. This thing was phenomenal.
That's
the music
great.
Was great. The performances were awesome. The script was extremely well done and very, very funny. It rocked. So if that ever plays in your community and somebody's actually doing a nice job with it, it's a hell of a lot of fun to see. It's a great night out, and you will laugh your ass off. So
cool.
That's and now I've got two shows coming up this weekend. One of my castmates is who I've done... I did Shrek with, I'm doing Hamlet with now. She's still in high school. She's doing Dorothy in Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wow.
The non-musical version of it.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I'm going to go see that. And then two of my other friends have their sketch comedy group Darwin's Waiting Room, who my friend, a third
Darwin's
friend,
Waiting Room.
Yeah, right.
I love that.
They were at the Fringe Festival in Scotland for 3 weeks last year performing. So,
wow,
it'll be fun to see them. I have not seen them perform yet, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
All right. So that's all for us, but people did go to the box office this weekend.
Okay, y'all broke records.
Yeah.
For Ride Along.
Kevin really? Hart is a hot commodity.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not surprised he's number one.
Yeah.
But it's record-breaking numbers. For a January opening, it broke records with just over 41
wow.
Million for the weekend through Sunday. And it's technically a holiday weekend, long weekend with Monday.
That's true.
So it will get more.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, long weekend, tally will be higher. But yes, 41 million.
Now, I don't know if I'd call it irony. Is the interesting juxtaposition of this being a black comedy on Dr. Martin Luther King?
Urban
weekend,
urban.
Sorry.
With the terms.
Does it not have some kind of weird?
I don't know. Good.
I guess.
I don't know. Do you want to compare, like, Ice Cube to...
Yeah, I don't...
Cuba Gooding Jr.? Or do you want to, like, hey, you know what? Two black male leads
yeah.
broke records.
Yeah.
Come a long way, baby.
Well, and Kevin's interesting because he's kind of a mix of Eddie Murphy, Chris Tucker, and Chris Rock. All kind mm-hmm. of compressed into one
I think
person.
Chris Tucker when I look at him, yeah.
yeah.
Or hear him.
Yeah.
Watch him. So anyhow, yeah, Ride Along number one, and then Lone Survivor was number two yeah. with 23 million. Yeah. The Nut Job with 20 million. There's always something for kids in here,
yeah, hey.
Good, bad, or indifferent, because you got to do something with them.
Yeah.
Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, 17.
That's disappointing.
Not so good there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Frozen's hanging in there with 12 million.
Well, and Disney is quickly developing this $300 million hit into a Broadway musical.
Ay-ay-ay.
So, I mean, these kids, my nieces, are not shutting up. They continue to sing these songs.
Apparently,
yeah. my one niece has been writing out lyrics so that she has song sheets to share oh. with her friends so they can learn them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know my Facebook is full of my friends' kids singing stuff from that.
I haven't seen it yet.
So I haven't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I will, definitely. But.
Yeah, but you know all the songs already.
Actually, I don't. I haven't been paying any attention. Nothing's sinking in. I've got only so much room in my head for theater
stuff. It's only catchy for kids then.
Yeah, apparently.
So. Yeah. All right.
Okay. This coming week, there's only two movies of note. That are being released. One, Aaron Eckhart, Yvonne Strahovski, and Bill Nighy, and what some people are calling Frankenstein Meets Underworld.
Yeah, it looks...
It's called Frankenstein.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's the Frankenstein monster comes back and marshals forces to take on evil of the world. I don't... Mm.
It looks... Yeah, it's like he's kind of a good guy. I don't know. Is he good or is he bad? But it's like huge battle for the world type stuff.
Yeah.
Well, not just some guy grunting with, you know, bolts
right.
in his neck.
He's intelligent and
This is Nacho Mama's Frankenstein.
Well, and the interesting thing is this comes from Stuart Beatty, who is one of the co-writers on the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Ah.
So, and this may be his directorial debut or, you know, one of his few directorials. But we'll see. I don't think it's going to do very well. At least not here.
I think it's going to crash.
It may do well on DVD and streaming, but probably not here. The other movie is Vanessa Hudgens fronting Give Me Shelter, which is a story about a teenage girl who's in search of her successful Wall Street father. But she has to do so while living on the streets of New York.
This is the one she had to cut her hair for, right?
I think so.
Yeah, they filmed this a while ago. This took a long time to come out.
Yeah, so it's Rosario Dawson, Brendan Fraser, and James Earl Jones co-starring.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a cast there.
It is.
Yeah, they filmed this a while ago. This will be interesting to see. This is her big dramatic.
Yeah.
kind of, I'm not just a Disney. This is what she does. I'm not just a Disney girl.
Right. And she did Spring Breakers.
Not sticking out her tongue and rubbing up against married man. Cutting her hair and being all homeless.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, we've got Tom Hanks and Captain Phillips. We've got Woody Allen's Blue Jasmine, which Tom Becker is reviewing for us if the post office ever decides to deliver it.
Oh, well, that would be helpful, huh?
Yeah. It's been AWOL for a week, and they finally found it.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Well, excellent.
Danny Trejo in Machete Kills. The Spanish comedy Instructions Not Included, which I remember was on the box office. We kept referring to this because it kept showing up on the top 10.
Like, every week. What even is this? Yeah. Cool.
And In My Hot Little Hands is the Criterion edition of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Nice.
It's one of Stanley Kramer's great films and one of my favorite films of all time. Mm-hmm. Screwball comedy with an all-star cast. And the bonus features on this are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Including a new commentary and a documentary. And,
wow.
Yeah, a lot of TV stuff from the 60s. So
great.
Looking forward to diving into that. Over at Redbox this week, we've got Lee Daniels, The Butler, Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal in Prisoners, Percy Jackson in The Sea.
Wait, hang on. I got to go. Good. Let me go. I got to go write this down.
Oh.
Okay. I really want to see that one.
It's supposed to be very good. I have not seen it either.
Gyllenhaal one. Okay.
And that's the funny thing. I'm out of L.A. where I used to see everything, and now I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Percy Jackson in The Sea of Monsters, which, according to my nephew, is he's a big fan of the books. They've all read the books, but I guess they keep combining.
Nothing like the book.
I read the book. It's nothing like the book.
Okay.
And then the universally despised Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, nobody liked this movie.
I don't know how people like the first one. I don't know.
All right. Oh, we're at Netflix this week. Carl Pilkington and Ricky Gervais and Stephen Marchand's An Idiot Abroad. Mm-hmm. The war documentary, An Act of Killing. The film version of Jonathan Larson's Broadway smash, Rent, which...
Don't.
Conflicted over. There are parts of it I enjoyed, but having seen the show...
It would just suit the music, but yeah. Just tune out during the other stuff and then sing along with the songs.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's a foodie documentary called Inside Chipotle.
Ooh, interesting.
About the rise of Chipotle. Over at Hulu, we've got Judd Nelson doing direct-to-DVD horror in A Haunting of the Innocent. We've got the VHS retrospective Rewind This, a documentary that a lot of people are talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got George Clooney and Catherine Zeta-Jones in the romantic comedy Intolerable Cruelty. Well, I'm trying to say that 10 times fast.
Right.
I think we saw this.
I didn't.
It was two lawyers.
Yeah, I did not.
Maybe I'm thinking of it was Michelle Pfeiffer. George Clooney, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Wait, was that him? I don't remember.
Yeah, a bad day or a good day or something. And then there is a whole bunch of Lifetime original movies with people like Jerry O'Connell and Meredith Baxter Burney and Jerry Ryan. And if you like that kind of shit, there's a ton of it for you to choose from.
Yay.
That's all I've got for streaming media this week.
Okay. Well, Monday, we got that Christmassy episode, but now it's really back. Hollywood Game Night. Which I like. It's Jane Lynch being crazy-ass Jane Lynch and smart-ass Jane Lynch. She's rude to people.
Oh.
But in a loving way.
Okay.
It's celebrities and then a couple real contestants playing, charade and name the tune kind of games. I don't know. I like it. Anyhow, there's two episodes of that, so two full hours Monday night. And then Sleepy Hollow freaking finale.
Seriously?
Seriously, finale. I'm so upset.
Well, I am behind. I'm probably about four or five episodes behind.
Well, again, that's on Fox, but they're running two episodes, so make sure you catch them both.
Okay.
And then that will be done. On Discovery, there's a miniseries called Klondike. Big adventure. Monday night. And then Wednesday, reality show on A&E, Wahlburgers.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've mentioned. So it's Donnie and Mark. and their brother Paul, who's actually a chef. They actually opened a restaurant, you know, for real.
Okay.
Not just a gimmick. I think they have a couple of them, and they're doing a reality show at the restaurant. So
nice.
There you go. Workaholics is back on Comedy Central along with Broad City, their new show. That's Wins in it also. And then Thursday, Greg Kinnear's new show is on Fox. It's called Rake. He plays a lawyer. It's kind of like, you know, like he plays a rake, a cad.
Oh, gotcha.
Guy. Yeah, that's where it comes from. I don't know if it's the best choice nowadays. Yeah. But anyhow, another finale, Dracula finale on NBC on Friday.
I'm surprised that one has actually survived.
Yeah, I am too. So, because we got new stuff coming up starting February.
All right.
Hannibal will be back. Saturday, though, we have, speaking of why stuff isn't on until later in February, Olympics coming, Shaun White special. It's called Shaun White Russia Calling on NBC.
And he's without his hair. He cut off all his hair.
Woo!
The flying tomato has been pruned.
All those Lifetime movies you were mentioning earlier. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a new one on Saturday night. It's called Lizzie Borden Took an Axe.
Seriously?
It's Lizzie Borden, but guess who plays her?
Who?
Christina Ricci.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, between they just aired Flowers in the Attic. Lifetime's stepping it up, baby.
Sorry.
All right, Sunday special on ABC, it's The Bachelor. It's Sean and Catherine's wedding.
Okay, now...
Yeah, whoever they are, I don't know. There's some bachelor couple that's actually getting married.
So this bachelor thing is kind of out of control because the dude who's on there now has been making anti-gay remarks.
Yes.
And yet there's a lot of people I know who have said the boy is gay.
Ah.
So he may protest too much. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'd say awards season continues Sunday night at Grammy Awards and CBS with LL Cool J.
Woo. Oh, he's hosting?
Yeah.
Good for him.
And then, if it's, that's not your thing, the Pro Bowl is on NBC. So whichever way you swing there.
Okay.
Well, that's, see which one that guy, the Bachelor guy watches and then we'll know. There you go.
You're funny.
All right. So something for everybody Sunday night.
Yep. Yep.
Speaking of the Grammys and music, that 2014 Grammy nominees CD or, you know, streaming, the album is out. And it's all the, you know, top songs.
Yep.
And then, man, we got a lot, you know, from the past coming back. Jennifer Holliday.
Ooh.
The song is You. Huh. New album out this week. Los Lonely Boys, new one, finally, Revelation. And then there's an MTV Unplugged album.
What?
Scorpions.
Wait, is this new stuff?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a concert. It's actually a concert in Athens.
Huh.
So it's the Scorpions in Athens.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we have Rev from Reverend Horton Heat.
Oh.
Out this week. And then I, Frankenstein. We were just talking about coming out. That score is out this week, too.
Okay.
So, and books, number 9 in Tales of the City, Armistead Maupin. The Days of Anna Madrigal is out. And then, you know how Doctor Who, they were doing 11 Doctors, 11 stories, and they were releasing them one at a time? Well, you can get the whole set in paperback this week.
Oh, nice.
Including Neil Gaiman's. The Agent, My 40-Year Career Making Deals and Changing the Game by Lee Steinberg. He's a big sports agent.
Yes, he was.
Sure. You say so.
He may have been Michael Jordan's agent.
Okay, sure. Whatever. Anyhow, I guess he's famous, so I'm telling you about him. There's a new kids book called What's Your Favorite Animal? And it's Eric Carle and Friends. And so he got a bunch of authors and illustrators to join him and talk about their favorite animal.
Nice.
Well, write and draw about their favorite animal.
Yeah.
So that is out with his, like, patented, you know, illustrations.
Cool.
So, yes. So, opening night, March 25th, begins March 8th.
Yeah.
Theater Royal Haymarket in London's West End.
Yeah.
Fatal Attraction.
What?
is opening.
What?
Yep. Fatal Attraction. And yes, they will have the bunny boiling scene.
Ah!
So it's directed by Trevor Nunn.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna kill her name here. Nastasha Mechalone. I don't know. But she's on Californication. Oh. She plays David Duchovny's ex-wife.
Huh.
So she is starring in it.
Wow.
They have not cast the Michael Douglas role yet.
Wait, they're open. They're opening on... Okay. Well, it is.
They got time.
They have time. All right.
I'm sure they're looking at it. But anyhow, so yes, Fatal Attraction is going to be on the stage.
So you can go have a weekend and see American Psycho and Fatal Attraction.
There you go. Yeah, just have a blood-soaked weekend in London.
How about it?
Fun. Throw in a repertoire while you're there and make it really complete.
Just make sure it's a theater where the ceiling doesn't collapse in on you. You heard about that, right?
No, tell me.
It was just after the New Year. It was one of the older theaters on Leicester Square. And the ceiling, in the middle of performance, the ceiling collapsed and trapped a whole bunch of people inside.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Did they think it was like part of the performance for a bit and then you realized, crap.
I think a lot of people didn't. It would happen so fast that nobody really knew what was going on. But very scary because a lot of those buildings are very, very old.
Yeah. And like not in the best of shape. There's so many theaters. I mean, there's big, beautiful theaters, but there are lots of smaller, a little run down kind of, rickety stuff.
Our theater, the Opera House, was built in 1908.
Yeah.
And we just had structural engineers go through and make sure that everything was okay because they wanted to do some expansion and what we could do and what we couldn't do based on, the condition that the building's in. So scary. In entertainment news this week, DC and Warner Brothers have wised up and said, maybe it's not such a good idea to rush these big tentpole movies into production.
Mm-hmm.
So they have delayed the release of Batman vs. Superman until summer of 2016. Which joins Disney, who has delayed Star Wars Episode 7 and Pirates of the Caribbean 5 also to the summer of 2016. And it makes sense, you know? If you're going to spend this much money, don't do a half-assed job.
Right. Make sure you got time to get it right.
So, they book these slots for these films years in advance, before the film is even ready, obviously.
It's kind of crazy. Why don't you wait to see, when it's actually... And this is the thing. Okay, we're going to make this movie. Here's where we're going to release it. Why don't you wait and see till when it's actually going to be done?
It's all ass backwards. So they have to move other films into those slots. But, we just need to rethink this for a while. And I'm glad to see that they are taking the time to do some of these things. But there is a critical piece of Batman history on the way this year in 2014, as Warner Brothers has finally obtained all the clearances necessary to release the 1960s Adam West Burt Ward series.
Yay!
It's going to be a blast because some of those episodes have not been seen in reruns in a very long time.
Yeah.
Oliver Stone has pulled the plug on his biopic, or as some people say, biopic, of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., citing creative differences with his producing partners.
Okay.
So Stone's controversial take would have leveraged some of the more savory elements of Dr. King's past to kind of propel his influential rise.
Mm-hmm.
And the family and the financial backer said, no, that's not going to work for us.
Okay.
With the success of ABC's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel is expanding that universe with Agent Carter.
Wait, is that really a success?
So far.
Okay.
It's the last 2 weeks, I think, the numbers have risen considerably in terms of viewership. So it's turned a corner, and actually the scripts and the execution of those two scripts these last 2 weeks have been fantastic.
Okay,
so
well,
I'm
good.
Very much looking forward to seeing where this goes. So Agent Carter, it's the daughter of Captain America. Now, they haven't quite spelled this out. I don't think it's going to be the World War II period piece, but it should be Peggy Carter's daughter, who was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, I'm confused.
Hence
the
Agent Carter. So back in World War II, Cap's love interest was Peggy Carter. She worked for the War Department, and they became romantically entwined. When he got frozen and brought back in modern day, Peggy was an old lady, but her daughter, Sharon, was working for S.H.I.E.L.D. So I'm assuming that this is Sharon, the show is going to be centered on. Anyways, it's expected to be in the lineup for fall 2014.
Okay.
And speaking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the showrunners at the Television Critics Association, the TCAs happen in the winter, where they kind of show everything that's coming, you know, before the between now and the fall, and
right?
Lay everything out. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are going to reveal who the mysterious big bad is, this clairvoyant that everyone keeps referring mm-hmm. to. And there's also announced an appearance by the Asgardian warrior, Lady Sif.
Okay, sure. I just understand like three of the words you said.
Sorry.
Like 10 sentences.
Did you see the second Thor movie?
No.
Okay. She has.
I haven't seen that yet.
She has a bigger role in that. Jamie
okay.
Alexander plays her.
All right, I'll remember what you said.
Yeah.
I won't.
No, you won't. Pixar's Toy Story Halloween special did so well for ABC that they've begun development on a holiday special for Christmas 2014. And NBC was so thrilled with the results for The Live Sound of Music, they're going to do it again with Peter Pan.
Well, that's, I mean, this has, like, been done. Like, Mary Martin did this how many times? And
yeah.
Sandy Duncan. Didn't they televise her? I don't know.
They may have.
Why not?
I don't know. So normally we start out the entertainment news with condolences. So mm-hmm. we're ending this week. Two sitcom stars from the 60s and 70s, Russell Johnson, who is better known as the professor on Gilligan's Island, mm-hmm. passed away. He was 89. And Dave Madden, who was best remembered as Reuben Kincaid on The Partridge Family,
yeah.
was 82. And we also have to send best wishes out to Michelle Hurst, who you may not know her name, but she recently kind of skyrocketed
yes.
with her brilliant performance as Miss Claudette on the Netflix original series, Orange is the New Black.
Yes, I saw this story.
She was in a terrible car accident in North Carolina just before Christmas, and they had to put her in a 16-day induced coma.
Right.
And she has since had multiple injuries. There's no word on when and if she will make a full recovery, but her castmates are getting together and trying to do fundraising to defray some of the costs of this phenomenal medical bills that she's been racking up.
Yeah.
So our best wishes go out to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I've got for entertainment this week.
So, well, somebody else will be seeing a doctor.
Uh-oh.
This 18-year-old stupid kid in L.A.
What?
So Kim was going into, like, a medical office building.
Yeah.
And all the paparazzi were there.
Of course.
And there was this, like, 18-year-old guy who, like, at first was, like, yelling at the paparazzi and being like, gosh, you got to deal with this every day and da-da-da-da-da and leave her alone. And then he turned, like, on Kim and called her a nigger lover and, like, went off on her. And then he went in the building. Well, Kim called Kanye, who obviously was in the area or something. Kanye came in, went in, found the kid, or Kim pointed the kid out. And Kanye beat the shit out of him.
Oh, there's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah. Like, he had to be pulled off and whatever.
Such
so, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's not called for to beat someone up. But obviously, this kid, you know, not had it coming, but...
But this is what Kanye does. He goes off on people.
But here's the thing. Right. So here's the thing. What's going to happen with him? Because he's already in trouble. He's already got, like, court cases and stuff going against him for hitting people.
And
he goes to pick somebody up. So
yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. And Kendall just posted, I forget what it was, on one of the social media things.
Harry.
What's that?
The picture of her and Harry.
No, it was a picture of her as a little kid when they first started the show. Because now this is, it was 9 years ago, and I guess they're starting the new season.
Yeah, because they were little girls when they started. Right. They were kids.
Right. And we first saw them on a taping of the Drew Carey Show when they were little.
Yeah,
little.
All the time, you big name dropper.
Yep. Yep. Oh, well. That'll do it for us this week. Do we have a contest?
We do have a contest. It's called Within the Whirlwind.
Ooh.
And it's actually set in the 1930s, Soviet Union with Stalin.
Ooh.
So big. It's a biopic about a woman who survived and lived to tell about it.
Yeah. Good.
Yes.
All right. Well, as always, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com and listening to our podcasts at DVDverdict.com. Presents.com and reading our entertainment news at dailyverdict.com. But until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
if being free is worth what you leave behind, and if it's too late for love to change your mind, then it's goodbye time.